Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. We're here in Orlando, Florida for the Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. This is season two of the Launchpad series. I'm filling in today. And here we have a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Brett Hill. I'm the manager for technical marketing at Riverbed.
Okay.
And in technical marketing at Riverbed, I talk about what our products and services do, make sure that we're doing the right things for the customers, and help people understand the technology that we're building and delivering and integrating with their Microsoft workloads.
So what does Riverbed, the company, do? What's the challenge you're solving?
We solve the problem of how to make your applications really performant in the networks where you might have constrained resources and increasing workloads on networks, so that you can create scenarios where your customers and your end users have, you know, a very satisfactory experience, even though you're really jamming your network full of traffic. So what we can do is you can put on these WAN optimization devices, which is a technology that we basically invented, mm-hmm. and reduce all that traffic significantly so that you have more bandwidth and overhead in your networks. Your applications perform faster, your users are happier, they're more productive, and you can put more stuff on your networks and get more stuff done.
That's fantastic. I don't think people realize how much stuff is actually going back and forth. I Wireshark'd once.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, Wireshark, by the way, we're a corporate sponsor, the people who maintain Wireshark, Riverbed is. So that's where we live in the really deep dive networking stuff. And we work really hard to engineer all that up in a way that you can just put in a box, put in another box, and optimize the traffic between them like crazy.
All right, well, let's get into this. Let's see what we got.
What we have here is a little bit, we've already talked a little bit about Riverbed, and the challenges our customers are facing today is exactly just that we've got communities all over the world, business communities, and as you know, it's a worldwide situation. Like, sometimes we get a little spoiled whenever you're looking at your networks and you're going, hey, fat pipes to the internet, everything's looking mm-hmm. great. I know a guy who worked at Riverbed, he was messing around looking at his network, and he suddenly had like a gig into the internet because they laid some fiber, and he's in like, wow, that's amazing. But businesses in the real world don't have that experience all
right.
over the place. So in some places you're dealing with constrained resources trying to carry a lot of traffic. And so that's what we built the Steelheads to solve. The Steelheads actually allow us to zero in on particular protocols and workloads. So we've got technology around MAPI or Outlook Anywhere and HTTP, SMB, CIFS, you know, all the networking protocols. You just start putting your traffic or sending traffic through the Steelheads, and we can take 80, 90% of that traffic off the wire.
So you mentioned the term steelhead. So
yeah.
That's what we're going to
use. That's the product that we make. Okay. We call it a steelhead. And so if you called up Riverbed and say, hey, I want to optimize my network, they'd say, great. And they'd start figuring out what kind of steelhead you need and where you need them. Because very typically customers will have like a headquarters and different branches, and they want to get traffic to and from those branches, which could be, you know, like they could have a headquarters in New York and branches in India or South America, mm-hmm. Brazil. In those cases, you know, you'd be putting steelheads in all those locations.
So steelhead is the product, and wherever you have sort of a center of data, you want to have a steelhead there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you can optimize the traffic between those two locations.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing is that these solutions, they scale globally in the sense that, as I mentioned before, they're all over the place, and we can take them for regional scenarios and also cloud scenarios, and that's our big new thing.
I see.
Is that we're able to take these and put them into the cloud, put them into hybrid networks, geo-distributed scenarios, and optimize that traffic, as well as we also have products that allow you to visualize what's going on in your network so you can easily find locations where you have problems. You can imagine, you know, in a hybrid scenario, something isn't working. You know, end user is going, hey, I'm not getting connectivity. Well, you've got your network, you've got your routers, you've got your ISPs, you've got mm-hmm. your cloud providers, you may have a telco in the middle as well, and then you've got the application itself. And so how do you know where the problem is? And we have tools that very quickly let you dial in and solve those problems as well.
Also, in the era of metered services, this
yeah,
has got to
exactly.
help a ton.
It does, because we'll take, as I mentioned, a gigantic amount of bandwidth off the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're talking about metered services into Azure or any other cloud service, we can significantly reduce the amount of bandwidth coming out of those services. So that,
okay.
that can help as well.
All right.
So we're talking a lot about Microsoft workload optimizations. And I mentioned before the kinds of protocols that we focus on, and Riverbed's you know, to be honest, a big chunk of our customer base is in the Microsoft workload scenario. So we're selling directly into shops that are committed to Microsoft workloads. So we're all about, you know, System Center, IIS, and SharePoint, SQL database replication, Exchange backups. All of that traffic can be significant loads of traffic, and it can be all over the place. You know, you can have branches accessing hosted content. You can have this stuff be relocated into Azure and accessing. That's a whole different kind of world.
Yeah, there. It is.
And so we've had to adapt our traditionally on-premise deployments to be cloud scenarios. And what I want to show you here in a minute is some very cool stuff that we developed around Office 365 optimization. It's so awesome. You can't believe it.
Well, because with O365, there's lots of data going everywhere with files and pictures and shares.
Yeah,
we don't
want
to waste bandwidth.
Well, right, exactly. And particularly, let's take the situation where you're sending a 10 megabit file to a distribution list of 100 people. Okay, now you know and I know that that happens like every day,
right,
a billion times a day.
Yeah, I might have done it last night.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you do that, you wind up sending a lot of bandwidth across the wire, and it's all redundant information. It's and so effectively, when you have our solution in place, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud, you effectively send that file once, and the other 99 times is optimized by 99 times. So we take almost all of that bandwidth off the wire and reducing and improving your what I call the ecosystem of your network dramatically. And it's completely transparent to the users. They have no idea this is going on except that, hey, this seems kind of snappier. And they don't know what's going on, but your network guys know what's going on.
That's
and they're
right.
going, yeah, this rocks.
And they will. There will be nary a thanks from them.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be able to, yeah, exactly. They'll be able to say, yeah, it's working. What did you expect?
We'll show up and say, hey, it's faster. Did you notice?
Yeah,
no,
right.
No.
Yeah, I'm that good.
All right, can you show us how it works?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get into a little demo here. I've got this thing wired up where I'm going to log into a remote desktop here with, and what we have here is just your traditional SharePoint document library.
Okay.
And I've got a file over here I'm going to download. And I want to switch over to our Steelhead user interface. This is a Steelhead console because I have this particular system is one where this is user is logged into obviously Office 365.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Steelhead set up so that it optimizes this using the Steelhead SaaS service, what we call Steelhead SaaS service. Now, at this particular point in time, if I go to my services, you'll be able to see that the services are running. I'm going to stop them for a moment so we can see what would this look like in an unoptimized scenario, the little test that we're getting ready to do.
So before we go into that, where does this Steelhead service actually live? Since it's O365, where does it live?
This service lives in a Steelhead device or virtual machine.
Got it.
So you can run it in a virtual machine in Hyper-V, or it's a box that sits in your HQ, and the network traffic passes through it.
Or if you're in a cloud scenario, it's in a resource group in some VM.
Yeah, you can also deploy an Azure Steelhead as well.
Cool.
So here we're going to stop this service. Now I'm going to switch over to the document library. Now what I'm going to do is just click, this is about a 15 megabyte file, and I'm going to download this copy of this file. And when I download this guy, this comes up, and I'm going to say save. And you can see it starts to come down, and it's 6, 7, 10%. It says it's got about a minute going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is the world's most accurate download meter they have in Internet Explorer.
Yeah, 5%.
So in generally, in this case though, it's actually doing a pretty good job. It takes about a minute and 10, 20 seconds to download this file.
Okay.
In this particular network, and to be clear that everyone knows what we're doing here, I have what they call a WAN optimizer on this, and we're throttling this network to a 2 megabit per second with 60 milliseconds of latency added, which represents a lot of places that are using Office 365.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back here now, and I'm just going to stop this because I don't want to wait for this whole download to happen.
Because it makes for really good television.
Yeah, it's fantastic just to watch those numbers stream.
That's right.
I know I do that all day. And so next we're going to go back to this, and I'm going to turn on the optimization service. Now when this happens, this little guy will go green, but it'll also blip our RDP connection here because this connection is going through the Steelhead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally you wouldn't set your Steelhead up to do that, but in a demo scenario, it works because it makes for nice, clean reports. So here we're going to reconnect back.
There we are, we're back.
And then we'll go to the Riverbed document library again, and we'll do the exact same file once again. We'll click here, we'll go download a copy. Now, keep your eye over here in this downloads folder. We click save, and boom, it's done.
Whoa.
So that was basically it. That's how long it took. Same file. Now, if I go back to my Steelhead, I can look at this report we have called the Current Connections Report, and we'll see that we got some significant reduction. 94% of that was taken off the wire. Now, the reason is we had previously uploaded this through the optimization server, so this was the second download for this guy.
Okay.
So we recognized that, and all those bits were completely optimized. So you get LAN-like speeds, even though you're using a cloud service.
It feels a little magical to me.
Yeah.
I'm a programmer by trade,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
I'm like thinking, where is the black magic?
Where's the magic? Yeah, well, it's all in the Steelheads. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but the Steelheads, they do three or more things, actually. What we work at the TCP layer to optimize that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have built-in HTTP protocol, and we're decrypting this traffic. This is all SSL, right? So we're optimizing this SSL traffic. And then we also have a specialized HTTP protocol enhancements that we have between the two Steelheads. Now, I haven't talked about this yet, but Steelheads are paired scenarios. This Steelhead is actually working with another Steelhead in the cloud. And those two are negotiating, going, do you really need to send those bits? Well, I don't know. I think I got a copy of them. In fact, I know I do. I'm not going to. I'm just going to send the whole file locally.
I see.
So once the first Steelhead that's closer to the Office 365 data center says, hey, I've seen these bits before, it just tells the other Steelhead, send them locally. And that way we bypass a whole bunch of bits.
So does this magic happen when you upload stuff too?
Yep. Exactly. Let's see that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do next is to open up this file just to show you this, because some people look at this and they go, hey, that looks great. Nice file cache you got there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is way better than a file cache, and I'll show you why. So here I've opened up the file, and I'm going to open up this other file, which is just a single slide. I'm going to copy it. I'm going to copy it. There we go. And then we're going to drag this down and go down to the bottom. We're going to insert that slide. Now I'm going to save it as a new file name. Desktop. And we'll just call this a rig v1. All right. So now I have a file that I have modified and mm-hmm. renamed. If this was a file cache, that would completely defeat a file cache in the sense that it would cause it to re-upload every single bit all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to drag and drop this guy over here, and we'll see how fast this guy goes up. Now remember, this took a minute and a half, or about a minute and 10 or 20 to download, and we're talking about 10 seconds to re-upload.
But that's like 15 megs, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Over a 2 megabit per second network with 60 milliseconds of latency added.
That's pretty cool.
You're getting it. It's exactly very cool. In fact, it's awesome. And this is why our customers are going crazy over this when they see this. Here it is, 94. We took 94% of that traffic off the wire.
Okay, so magic happened twice, but now I feel like you got to show me how this is working.
Well, so this is how it works.
Okay.
What we're going to show you here is the traditional sort of setup where we've got these Steelheads on this PowerPoint slide represent devices. And if you didn't have any kind of optimization for Office 365, you would be optimizing your content between these two Steelheads.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be Exchange and SharePoint over here, and your users over here, and they're accessing across the WAN, and they're getting the same kinds of optimizations that we were just seeing
right.
for these workloads. And of course, our customers are moving into Office 365 in droves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming to us and going, how can we keep the same kinds of optimizations that we've been enjoying? And these are Fortune 100, Fortune 1000 customers, big
right.
customers, wondering how this gets this done. And so we said, yeah, we can figure this out. And so what we did is so amazing. Now check this out. When you connect to Office 365, it goes through just the internet. And
mm-hmm.
So stuff just kind of goes through these various nodes. But when you do an optimized connection through the Steelhead SaaS service, you get an optimized path to a virtual Steelhead that spins up in the Akamai cloud. Now, what happens here is that this Steelhead is paired automatically with this Steelhead so that the customer doesn't have to deploy any cloud solutions. They don't have to manage it. They don't have to maintain it. They don't even have to think about it. All
I
they
see.
Literally have to do is say, I want to go to SharePoint.com. This Steelhead will then instruct the Akamai service, which we partnered with them to create this service, to spin up a Steelhead at the closest location to the Microsoft data center that's possible.
I see.
And if you know much about the networking in the data center world, the Akamai network is a big network, and it overlays the Office 365 network very well because they use a lot of it for the content delivery network.
That's
so
right.
So it's very, very well connected.
It is.
And so we found that this works really great because then we don't have to Because then we can put this Akamai network, put this Steelhead anywhere we need to in the world, automatically, dynamically, intelligently placed.
And then
paired with the local Steelhead. So the customer literally just says SharePoint.com, waits about a minute for the very first connection, and then it stays alive forever. Then they have an optimized connection. It's that simple.
So the Steelheads, what they're doing is they're keeping track of what bits do I really need to send.
Right.
Versus what bits have never been sent.
Precisely.
And then the Steelheads sort of do some diffs there.
Yep.
And that's where the magic happens.
That's right. And it's at the binary level. That's
I
how
see.
We can do the file. That's how we do the magic. It's about the file naming and the new stuff. It's like, we don't care. Let's say you took a JPEG and you put it in a Word document and you sent that to an optimized document library. Take that same JPEG and put it in a PowerPoint deck and send that to the, you'll get an optimization between those two files because the JPEG's the same.
And it's because the Steelheads are talking to each other
yep.
and saying, this is what I really need
right.
versus this is what we don't
right.
need.
Okay. Right. And it completely transparent to all your users.
I see. Well, this is cool. Where can people go to find out more?
Well, they can go to our website. So they can go to riverbed.com and look there. Let me get, I think we have a little resource slide here to show you what we got here. Yeah.
Let's hit that little button down there again. All right.
So this is a long, long URL here, but effectively you can go to riverbed.com and look for evaluate the Steelheads, and you'll be able to find a way that you can actually obtain and evaluate. We love to do proof of concepts with customers. You say,
cool.
Bring us your worst case scenario, because once they see that, what we do for them, they're like, yeah, we got to have this. It's really interesting because you go and you turn them on. They don't want them to stop. They just, don't take that proof of concept away.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Anything
yeah, absolutely.
Else you want to share?
This is, Riverbed has been around for a long time. You know, we are in the Gartner leader for years and years in this department, this area. The technology that we have is just unparalleled in terms of not only Office 365, but in Azure and in visibility and being able to diagnose your networks with a whole other suite of services we didn't even get to talk with. So it's absolutely worth anyone's time who's thinking about moving into hybrid cloud to give us a call and talk about how we can optimize that network, make it your users happier by delivering faster applications, and help you be able to figure out what the heck's going on in your hybrid network.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. We're here in Orlando, Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. This is Launchpad Series. I'm filling in for Baldwin. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks.